It is Friday, May 28th. It is Memorial Day weekend. We are rolling around in the Daddy Caddy Man Van here in Columbia, Missouri. We are out to move people around from here to there, shuffle them everywhere. So join us for this evening's antics, conversations, and enlightenments of life on the drunken side. I'm your host, Mike Johnson, and this is another episode of Riding with Mike After Hours.
How's it going?
What's up, Justin?
Not much. How are you?
Oh, another day. Another day, another dollar, another Memorial Day weekend.
That's what's up. You'll probably make some money this weekend, huh?
I'm going down to the lake to drive.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Tomorrow night. Tonight, I'm going to try to roam around and move the Columbianites.
Yeah, right on. They're picking up around here a little bit, or?
Not really.
Yeah.
College kids are gone, so it's kind of slimmed down.
Yeah, I hear you. I just figured with them opening shit back up, maybe people be getting out a little more, but.
Oh, they're getting out.
Yeah.
Just their hoofing.
Yeah, I hear you.
Now, if the temperatures can drop down another 5 degrees from 55 down to 50.
They'd be busy, wouldn't you?
if we could just have a blizzard just blast in here.
Oh, fuck.
I'll knock everybody on their ass. I'd be like, hell yeah.
I'll some heat. I'll take some heat over that. People do that shit when it's hot, too, right?
That's about right, too.
Yeah.
Well, when it gets too hot. Too hot and too stupid, yeah. But when it gets into the nighttime, I mean, everybody's hoofing it.
Yeah.
Because temperatures have usually dropped down to manageable. So what kind of crazy antics you up to tonight?
Oh, not shit. I'm going to pick my car up. I had some brake issues.
Well, fuck, that ain't no good.
I'm here to Waltz V-Dub pick it up, and I'll be doing business paperwork tonight. Fun shit.
Yeah.
Wild and crazy life, you know?
Yeah, because... No.
Gotta be done.
Paperwork sucks.
Yeah. Try to get it done tonight so I can fish this weekend or something.
Something better than doing more of it?
Fuck yeah. I don't want to drag it out. I'd rather just knock it out. Lose one night instead of the whole weekend, you know?
Agreed. Yeah, I'm hitting it here tonight. And then tomorrow, I think I'm heading down to... aim to be at Lake around 2. I just don't know how many lake goers there's going to be. With the temperature being kind of cool as it is.
I don't know. I think it's supposed to warm back up.
I'm going to hope.
Yeah.
I mean, that's my biggest hope for this weekend. I mean, I hate the hot temperatures.
There'll be a shit ton of people down there either way at the lake.
Yeah.
They always do a lot of business.
If I only had a boat.
Yeah, I got one, but it's not big enough to bring a Lake of the Ozarks. Just a little 20-foot.
Jumbo.
No, well, it's a center console. Yeah, kind of a jumbo. It's a center console.
Kind of a river buggy.
Yeah, pretty much. It's got a little 90 on it.
You can take that down to Party Cove.
Oh, man. The fucking big-ass boats in there. I'd be afraid they'd sink that son of a bitch. Them guys haul ass through there.
Just put your arm floaties on.
Wakes. Yeah.
You'd be okay.
I need a wakeboard boat is what I need.
We'll see if they get going fast enough. You just tow out one of them tow ropes, catch the backside, and just ride them out.
Pull the boat.
That's right. Save you on gas.
Yeah, they got some nice ones out there. You gotta have some big money to play at Lake of the Ozarks.
Well, some of them, I know somebody told me that they use the old Chinooks to bring some of the boats in. Chinooks, them double prop military helicopters.
Yeah, I've seen them where they put them on trailers and they're tilted 45 degrees on a trailer. They're hydraulically lifted or some shit.
Yeah.
Fucking crazy. Yeah, they're way too wide to even do a wide load transport.
No. Tractor trailer.
Yeah, that's when you got stupid bread. You're buying toys like that.
Fuck yeah. Well, no, not always. You just slide really deep in the debt.
Yeah, that too.
You have a really good credit score.
Yeah. Yeah, there's that.
Then again, I mean, if you live there, it's a little bit different. You have the boat brought in one time, you're good, you don't worry about it, and it's over. You don't have to worry about it ever again.
Yeah, I got my place is down on Truman, it's actually my dad's place where I keep my boat. But,
yeah, so Truman's like, a nice lake.
It's cool for fishing. I mean, it's like, it's not like partying like Lake of the Ozarks.
Yeah, no, it doesn't have that reputation.
Right, but shit, I'm about the same distance from either one being here, so.
That's about, yeah.
You know, it's not
I guess
bad.
That is about right, too.
About an hour and a half-ish, depending on how fast you drive.
Foot to the floor.
Yep.
Well, there you go, sir.
All right, brother, appreciate it.
No problem.
How do I give you 5 stars on here? I don't do this often.
I have no clue.
All right. Well, I got the tip down. That's the important part.
that's all that matters, ain't it?
Yeah.
Have a good one, man. How's your day been, man?
It's been good, man.
Just another day, another dollar.
That's right.
You gotta work Memorial Day weekend?
No.
No!
Yeah, I'm going to the catfish cage tonight with a girl I met on Plenty of Fish.
Ain't that ironic?
Yeah.
Gonna go to catfish to see a plenty
of fish. Could be a catfish, we don't know.
Yeah. That'd be a bad deal, man.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Nobody's who they say they are anymore.
Yeah, I know, man. That's why I'm kind of like leery about it. But you know what? Let's see what the night brings.
That's a fucking dumpster fire most of the time.
I'm gonna try to get out to the lake tomorrow morning.
I'm going down tomorrow afternoon.
Oh yeah.
I'm working down there tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
My sister lives in Camden. I'll be crashing at her place whenever I close out the night. Everything's a lot further stretched out down there, though.
Yeah.
Which I have a better chance of pushing up some more better dollars.
Yeah.
Compared up here. What's that?
What do you do down there?
I'll be doing this.
Oh, okay.
Since everything's more spread out down there, I've got a better chance of
getting some money, yeah.
A little bit better fares.
Yeah.
Which I've got some friends that do it.
Yeah.
Or did it, you know, 2 years ago, and then right. COVID shit hit. Nothing was ever good. But yeah. So what time's your date tonight?
7:30.
7:30. That good gives you time, go home, wash your ass, wash your balls, and hope pray to God.
Yep. Our first we was gonna have a first date but since we planned it and last weekend was we're gonna go shoot some AR-15s and,
damn right.
Yeah.
She sounds like a pretty hip chick.
Yeah. So I'm like, and it got canceled because her kid was sick and then I had to end up going out of town.
Yeah, that will put a hankering on that. So are y'all gonna go sling some lead?
Well, no, she's got a property. She got a property, she said. She does.
Nice. That might not be a bad deal. Your idea or her idea?
Her idea.
Then again, she might be trying to get you lingered out there to off
you. Hey, you know,
as crazy as bitches can be.
Yeah.
I mean, I trust some.
Yeah.
But not all.
One day, everything was going good, you know, and it started to get a little weird, you know, and then talk about how she wanted me to tie her up and stuff. I'm like, nope, that's felonies, man. I'm good. Those are felonies right there. I'm not.
No, it's not felony if it's consensual. It is only a felony if she's fighting.
Yeah.
And it's not consensual. I mean, it has to be discussed prior to.
Right.
But I mean, if she's into being tied up and shit, you know. Might as well jump on board. Not very often you're going to get that experience.
Right.
As long as she's not asking to tie you up.
Right. Yeah, I don't. Yeah, that's one thing I'm going to be like, oh, nope.
At the same time, there are individuals that are into that shit.
Yeah.
There are people into all sorts of shit.
Yeah. Well, then people again, are, you know, when I meet these women, it's on Plenty of Fish, so, you know, so...
Some bottom suckers. Get.
Uh-huh.
Some of them bottom suckers.
No, I've met some pretty decent ones. I met a couple of them that was really like, I was like, oh, man. why would you even put yourself out there on these that site, you know, with these pictures, and they're all filters, and then you look like that, you know? Man, so
it's like, you look really pretty. Take off the filters. You look like a dumpster fire.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you look like 2020 if it was a person.
Yeah, it's weird. It's weird how that shit works, man.
Well, it's just, you kind of fade up the picture a little bit. Like, guys are pretty, well, I can't say that. I was going to say, guys are usually pretty honest about their pictures.
Yeah.
They're not real sneaky about it. They don't know how to do a lot of the filter bullshit.
Right.
But that would be a lie. Yeah. There's guys that go in there and fucking airbrush abs in and shit like that. Like, you could tell if my abs were there because there'd be Sharpie markers. I have them still in my hand.
Yeah.
Like, does this look like abs? But yeah. No, I've dabbled on it myself at one time in my life. I met a few of them.
Yeah.
Only a few. Like, there, it was a larger amount of fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Like, shit tons. But, you know, to them, on something like that, like, everybody's fucking expendable.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Like, it, and everybody wants that fucking instant gratification. Which the only benefit of, like, a site like Plenty of Fish is the fact that guys can actually, you know, you got these women that want men to make the first move.
Yeah.
But then, any other site, the guy can't make the first move.
Right.
Only if you match.
Right. Yeah, that's true.
Which is based upon looks, not, guys don't read fucking profiles and shit.
Read the bio. I'm just swipe left and right kind of guy.
Yeah.
And then if I like, and then I get on it, and it's like something starts working, I'll start reading in the bio a little bit to, you know, get a better idea, you know?
Give something to fucking be able to feedback.
Yeah.
Be like, here, I noticed that you talked about having your pink asshole dog. I've got a pink asshole dog, too.
Yeah. This one, she actually contacted me because I'm into the... You know, the what's going on, the Constitutional Republic, defending the Constitution, you know.
More of a constitutionalist.
Yeah. I used to be, like, I never used to be in a political,
affiliation.
Yeah, but now I'm kind of leaning towards more conservative now than anything because of what's going on.
There's a lot of shit going on, man.
Yeah, a lot of shit.
I'm a constitutionalist. I'm an American.
Yeah,
and I'm a firm believer that a constitution is written to be believed in for the American people to live by.
Right. Yeah. You know, is when the government talks about it. When Biden said those words, man, made me so mad. He goes, the we the people means we the government. I'm like, what?
No.
We the people, we the government. I'm like, oh, no, this guy here, man.
No, he's it's just, a crock of shit.
Yeah, he's just reading a teleprompter. I think it's Obama's bullshit.
It is. It's trickle over.
Yeah. Yep.
But they needed him. They didn't need anybody else. They needed him. Because he had already been in cahoots with Obama.
Yep.
And since he already had that relationship, and those individuals that were loyal to Obama, they used him.
Right.
In that sense.
Yeah.
Now, he made a lot of fuck-ups in the process of getting to where he is, including shams. But yeah, anyways,
right.
But he made a lot of fuck-ups, and they have constantly had to stir up different shit just to distract the American people from the fucking magic trick that's going on. Now, Biden has no charisma.
No.
He has no fucking intellect.
No.
I mean, he's pretty much just a fucking mannequin.
They don't even want him really going on camera too much, man. They like...
No, because he goes fucking AWOL.
Yeah.
I mean, he goes out there. He's like the senile uncle, grandpa individual that just loses his fucking shit.
Right.
When somebody fucking changes the menu at Denny's. All right, which one are we looking at?
Right here on the left.
Right here on the left, this one?
Yep, the gray one there. You can pull a driveway, turn around if you need to.
Bloop. Bloop.
Right on, man.
Yeah, there you go, man. You do the same. Happy Memorial Day.
Yeah.
How's it going? Is it date night?
Oh God, we don't do date night.
We don't do date night. That sounds like something I would say too.
It's like, oh no. Have we ever done like, hey, it's date night?
No. I mean, I don't look down on people
who
do.
I think it's great if you schedule it. It's just
we're just, we're kind of, we're best friends who happen to be married.
Yeah.
Well, that's awesome.
It's pretty awesome.
So you don't need date night.
No, every night's date night.
We're just all together.
All the time.
Thank you for picking us up.
Yeah.
No problem.
I really
appreciate it. I'm sorry, because maybe you do date nights, so
Actually, no, I don't.
Okay.
I find that you take whatever opportunities you get.
That's exactly right.
But I've got kids, so it's like,
well,
yeah.
That's different, too.
Yeah, you have,
kids change everything.
Yeah, they do.
You have to have a break away from them.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I love my kids a bit, but Jesus Christ. Like,
oh, it's the break that makes you capable of loving them, right?
No.
It's like you guys are so
it's the
lucky
fact that I know that they came from me. Like,
right?
I know where you came from.
Yeah.
How many do you have?
Four.
Four, dude.
Yeah, you definitely need date night.
Whoa.
That's why I work.
Oh, my God.
This is my date night with myself.
Date night.
Hey, I'm gonna have to Uber tonight, so love you guys.
Poor kids, man.
My oldest daughter, who's one of the sevens, she'll tell you that she's my baby. She's very protective of her daddy.
That firstborn daughter is always very. Yeah.
Well, and I was a stay-at-home dad with her for a year and a half.
Oh man.
Oh, man.
So my personality rubbed off on her, and me and her, we have a bond that just.
The other ones can't even touch it.
Yeah.
But that is my baby. That's my shadow most days. So whenever I do maintenance work, if she gets the opportunity to come with me,
she'll go with you.
She'll go with me.
That's fantastic.
And she'll work just the same as I do.
Yes. That's the best.
Oh man, teaching that work ethic young, that is the greatest thing in the world.
Oh. Well, I'm all about teaching my kids work ethic.
Work ethic. When I was a kid, the only way that you could be around my dad, and I mean, he's a wonderful man, but the only way you could be around him is if you were going to a job site or you were going to the dump. And if you were going to a job site,
you're
going to
be working.
You were going to pull wire.
Yep. You're going to work.
You're going to do it.
Yeah.
I think we want to go right here. Are they taking you to Green Meadows?
They're taking Green Meadows, okay. Which just shoots us straight over there.
Oh, that gives us a straight shot.
But yeah. So my oldest, my 13-year-old, he's had a cell phone since he was 12. I'm a firm believer that I don't give my children an allowance. Their allowance is the roof over their head and the food that they get, and that's their allowance for me. No, you get to live.
You get to live. That's a good thing.
My parents, on the other hand, who are grandparents, they get all the privileges of giving them allowance.
Yeah.
Here's some extra money, whatever you want. Yeah. So they go to their house and do chores. Which is perfectly fine. I'm accepting of that. Now, my son has a cell phone. He's had this cell phone since he was 12.
And he's paying for it himself with the money they give him, or they're paying for it?
He pays me.
Oh, okay.
So what he does, so originally I gave him a hand-me-down phone from me, and I said, this is your phone, you take care of it, you pay me $5 a month, and that's your bill. Like, that's not his bill, but...
Yeah, that no, is, that's great, though.
Principle.
It's teaching the responsibility.
So we broke the phone.
Oh.
So we went to the phone dealership, and we go, you can pick out any phone you want, but I want you to look to see what the monthly cost of that phone is, and that's what you pay me.
Oh.
So he didn't get any big fancy phone. He looked, he saw a phone. It said $6 a month is what the phone would cost a month. And he picked it out.
That's awesome.
I cannot even.
That's great.
So he didn't say, oh, well, I want the neatest, newest, fanciest phone.
Oh,
he sensibly said, I just need a phone that does what I need it to do. And he picked out that.
You gotta be so proud.
He does. He makes me proud. My grandmother, which is his great-grandmother, points out that he's not like any of her grandchildren and great-grandchildren. And my mother, who used to run me over the coals about how hard I am on my son, she brought it up because he was getting a little bit of an attitude with her, and she reminded him that the way he is and who he is today is because of the way I was raising him and because I was hard on him.
Yeah.
I don't do anything with my kids without giving them some type of reason.
Yep.
That's
one thing I said when I met her. She already had our daughter, but she was just a baby.
Yeah.
And when I agreed to be her dad and raise her, I promised I would never say, because I said so.
Right.
Like, anything I say, I'm going to have a reason for it, and I will take the time to explain it, unless it's an emergency. You know?
Well, no, there's been a few cases where it's like, you know, it's just because I said so.
It is
what it is. But in other cases, it's very, you know, I won't explain it to them unless I have to afterwards.
Oh,
like, if they're just completely perplexed, like, why are we doing this?
Yes.
Fine, let's take this route. I'm going to go into a full explanation. You're going to roll your eyes. You're going to be like, I regret even asking you why. And then you're never going to ask me why. My daughter did this to me once because she asked me, where does rain come from? Now, I'm not one of these warm and fuzzy people. You want to ask me a question like that? I'll tell you what I know about where rain comes from. I said, it comes from lakes. And she goes, well, how does it come from lakes? I said, it comes from lakes. When it evaporates and becomes pretty much air, it goes up into the air, goes into cloud formations, enough it accumulates together, and then it comes down. I said, now, if you get into other precipitations, like snowflakes or hail, it does the same thing, but it goes into larger cycles and freezes at higher temperatures. And she goes, I just want to know where rain come from. So my children don't ask me questions unless there is an intention for it. Like, if they're genuinely curious about something, it's like, buckle in, because dad's going to spew out and regurgitate every bit of information that I have tucked up in here.
That's too cute.
And I let my kids know that I'm not an idiot. Like, I do know some shit. And my son, 13... he got his first girlfriend, which was the neighbor girl to my mom and dad's. They've been chasing around each other for about a year or so. And, you know, they finally, I guess...
Made
it official on Facebook.
It was a teenage.
No Facebook. They made it official in the backyard. They were sitting underneath the trees, and I'm proud of my little ones, my 2 7s, because they went out and they harassed the hell out of them. Yeah. I'm like, hell yeah, get them. Yeah. And then they... shoot them away. I'm like, son of a bitch. And they went and they snuck behind a different tree. His legs are going out this way. Her legs are going out this way. And I'm thinking, what is going on? So I call him in for supper. We sit down. We have supper and everything like that. And he's got this stupid grin on his face. And I already know what's going on. So after supper, we go down out on the front porch. And we're sitting there. And we're sitting on the front porch. And I wait. Because I like the theatrics of things, because it makes things stick.
It makes life interesting.
It's, it sticks more. There's no reason to be very monotonous. This is the way the things are. Yup, this is the way. But it's very, you have to be very precise on how you use your theatrics. Do it. So I waited. Things calmed down. And I said, okay. So why you got the stupid grin on your face? He goes... Well, I said, what were you all doing? We were talking. I said, you weren't talking. I said, her legs were going this way. Your legs were going that way. Where was her head? On my chest. I said, so y'all out there cuddling underneath the tree. Well, I think she gave him first kiss. You think or you know? I mean, it's not something you just kind of black out on.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't fucking remember that. I said, did you like it? Yeah. I said, okay. Don't be making me a grandfather before I'm in my 50s.
Right.
That's it. That's all I'm asking.
These are the rules.
Well, my kids know. My kids know very well.
I don't doubt it for a minute.
I am in my 30s, and I am happy to be here, and I don't want to feel any older than what I am.
Yeah,
Thank you, brother.
No problem.
That's right, man.
Y'all have a great night.
Talking to you.
Appreciate you.
Be safe.
I'm trying. How's it going?
Do we need to wear masks?
You can if you want. I have mine prepared just in case.
No, I'm fine. We're all vaccinated. What?
Where's he? Where's she at?
She's coming.
All right, well, I should have
What's he doing? Closing the back gate. Looks like a pretty quiet neighborhood.
It is. Sold this house in 5 days.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people still making runs from California and the outer edges of things and moving inwards.
Right. Well, he's moving to Seattle.
Huh? So he's moving outward.
He's moving outward.
Not Seattle.
What do you mean, not Seattle?
It's not the town of Seattle.
Where are you going to?
Everett.
Well, whatever.
I mean, it's quite a difference.
Is that the edge of...
Yeah, it's basically like St. Charles in relation to...
Like St. Louis. Got it.
So it's affordable.
Oh, well.
And it's borderline...
Rural. Where are we going?
You go...
Addison.
10 minutes north, you're almost in rural.
So it's like a suburb.
Yeah.
Right.
Kind of situation. Still probably get a lot of rain, though.
Yeah.
Isn't it like Seattle area that gets like, what, 8 months of rain?
No.
But it's just sprinkles.
Yeah, like, so they don't actually get much measurable rain. It's just misty a lot. Like, a lightning storm is rare.
Got it.
Yeah, they don't have thunderstorms like we do.
There's a lot of people that don't have weather like we do.
Yeah.
I'm freaking wearing sweaters and shit now.
I know, it's cold.
58?
I know. Yeah.
It's supposed to warm up tomorrow, though.
Yeah, what's it supposed to be tomorrow?
70s.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
It was like nearly 90 a couple days ago.
Yeah.
It was.
It was hot.
Might as well have been.
Yeah, so muggy.
I was out doing maintenance work. Mm-hmm. I know I was cooking.
Yeah, it was not pleasant.
Yeah, I'm working down the lake tomorrow.
At the Ozarks?
Yep. Driving that.
What are you doing that down there?
Ubering.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, holiday.
Yep. Go snag all the people that are running to make boat jumps and drinking. And
I mean, I worked down there, and it was insane how little transportation options there are.
That's like, just about everywhere right now.
Yeah, that's true. So are you getting, like, surging or...
Nope, not currently.
I mean, do you have the Ozarks? Is that still a thing?
Yes. On Uber, they're surging, but up here, there's none right now because college is out.
Yeah.
So don't have, like, the high demand. And most people that live in Columbia, they think in their minds, like, you know what? I live here. I can drive to the bar, have a few beers, and drive home.
Yeah. Or not.
Or not.
We're going to have a few drinks and not drive home.
That's the best decision. I used to be one of those individuals that believed that I could get home and be perfectly fine after drinking. And yeah. No.
Well, Ubers are just so cheap. Not cheap, but they're so much cheaper than a DUI.
Yeah.
Well, and...
Cheaper and more just, like, convenient than they used to be. Like, I remember, like, when we used to go out the night before Thanksgiving, and
you still can't get them at least on it, though.
That's true. But there was two cabs that would run, and we had a cab. I called them, and then they said they have to pick up the larger party
regardless of the fact that I called them first. So they took the larger group home, and I like went up to a police officer. I was like, you have to drive us home because I'm drunk and I am not allowed to drive and I can't get a cab, and that's a city problem, and you're a city employee, so you have to drive me home.
Did you really?
Yes. He drove us home.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Well, but I mean...
Well, maybe that was at the lake they drove us home. I think in Lee's Summit they...
No, they laughed at me when I told them, like...
Lake they did it, though. The lake they'll do it. The cops will drive you.
There was a...
It's a long spread between things out there.
There was a stall for taxis. There were no taxis in it on Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving Eve, but there were four cop cars lined up on the other side. It's like, easier to get a ride home from a cop.
Did you go up to the cop and say, give me a ride?
Yeah, well, no, I said, I was just starting at that point. I'm like, so, you're not a cab, can I get a ride home from you? Or do I have to actually go drive a little bit? And like, if I just tell you I'm probably going to drive, if you just give me a ride home. And he's like, no, we can't do that. We're too busy. And I'm like, well, apparently so are the cabs.
Well, see, now the town I come from, we had one cab company in town. I mean, population 15,000. Yeah. So, I mean...
Well, the problem with where we lived in Lee's Summit, which is like the...
Bless you.
Sorry.
Very outskirt of Kansas City is like, if you do find an Uber, they're probably getting pulled into Kansas City and they're not coming back to Lee's Summit. So any Uber does not stay in Lee's Summit enough to like actually transport from there downtown.
I actually had a guy that came from Columbia and went to Raytown.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, time to go home. It was torrential downpouring and I didn't want to like hang out in Kansas City.
Yeah.
But I didn't even get out of Kansas City. And I had like 15 people like requesting rides. It's like, no, I'm going home. Leave me alone.
How much was that trip?
$186.
Wow.
It's $165 to $180 to get you to St. Louis.
Does that happen often?
I've gotten in the car. I get them. I've gotten in Ubers before in St. Louis, and I've given my home address in Kansas City, and they're like, I can't take you there. And I'm like, just take me there. I don't care how much it costs. But my car is in St. Louis, and most of the time,
because you were drunk?
Yeah, they're like, I'm not taking you to Kansas City. Where can I take you? And I was like, well, take me back to the bar you brought me from.
See, I never back down.
You get all the way home and then...
why am I here?
Yeah, why am I in my bed? How much did this cost me? And I have to go back and get my car.
Where's my car? That's where I would start. Where's my car?
Yeah.
Somebody stole my car! I'm at home, but my car's gone.
Right.
It's parked in a meter.
Oh, that'd be horrible. Like if that was Sunday and Monday rolls around. Yeah. No, I've ran to Kirksville. I've ran all the way down to Campington.
Yeah.
Of course, those both were, well, one was hospital transport. Because now insurance companies will cover hospital transportation for individuals leaving the hospital.
Oh.
Instead of having to get an ambulance to take a cabbie home.
Yeah.
They'll get a Lyft or an Uber to take them home.
Oh.
So the insurance company will pick up the bill on that. Because I've had riders get in and they're like completely oblivious to like how much the fare is and everything like that. And like, they did put it in the right address. I don't know. We're going to go until the blue line stops. Your guess is as good as mine, but you're along for the same ride I am.
Yeah. Crazy.
But yeah, I did take a lawyer from the south end of Columbia all the way up to Kirksville. Because there was some trial going on and she was needing some confession.
Kirksville is in
2 hours north.
Oh.
That's where the mover guy was going afterwards.
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
Going to Kirksville?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah. Just moved everything out of the house today. He was going up to Kirksville with the semi that was only half. My house only half loaded, so I guess he's loading the other half there.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I saw that and I thought, man, that's a big truck.
Yeah, some of them trucks, they're like, they're broke off in the sections.
Right.
Like, I used to work for a moving company, and everything that was in that one truck was going to one location.
Right.
But on a few occasions, like, if they were having it go to a storage unit, and we couldn't get into the storage unit, we'd take it back to our shop, leave it in the truck, lock the truck up, and then just charge them a storage fee
right.
for one night or however many nights.
Right.
Which I really didn't care for that, just because of the fact of I want to be done. Like, I some of them items you want to move one time.
Right.
You want to move it into the truck, you want to get it out of the truck.
Right.
And you want to do it in one day.
Right.
Yeah, that didn't happen.
He said yesterday he was loading a truck and it was pouring down rain all day.
Yep.
Today was a good day to move because it was not hot.
No. I actually ran into a friend of mine that I talked to him last week or something like that, and he said that he needed help throwing some mulch. I got off work and I drove right by and I looked and I saw his work truck and I'm like, guess I'm gonna go throw some mulch. So I hooked back around, threw mulch with him. He's like, what do I owe you? I said, a handshake and a thank you. That's all I need.
Well, the mover, the truck came today, but the two movers that were supposed to move him canceled. So it took a couple hours to get two other guys. I guess they have some place they call to get some workers and
just finding random people.
Right.
So they excuse me, sir.
They came out and he loaded up for a couple hours by himself, just the boxes, but he couldn't get the, of course, the big stuff.
Big stuff, yeah.
They actually made pretty good time. What time? They got done around 3, didn't they?
Right.
That's what they predicted.
Right.
That's not too bad, though.
No, he loaded up all the boxes and stuff that he could, and then the guys came and wrapped all the big furniture.
So would that be considered like 50% of it was
right.
boxes?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, we had everything pre-boxed beforehand, too, so the only thing they were actually, like, moving out mostly was just the large furniture.
See, I'm always good with boxes. I don't like the odd-shaped shit that can't go in a box. That's the shit that always pissed you off because you can't just put it anywhere.
Right. What is the chocolate factory? Just a candy store?
Candy store.
That's where you get the strawberries, I guess.
Oh, I see. All right, thank you very much.
Pretty awesome chocolate in there.
Also, I'm going to try and get her the strawberries on Mother's Day.
Thank you so much.
Well, you all have a wonderful evening.
You too.
Congratulations on the sale.
Oh, does anyone have
cash
cover? Hello.
There's a lot of pressure on you all.
There is so much.
Is there?
There is.
Why? What's the pressure?
Because majority of my riders tonight have sucked.
Oh, we're not sucking.
And there's a lot of fucking pressure on you all to not suck.
Okay. We're not sucking.
We're a little tipsy. That's
we're not
cool.
sucking.
Well, that's fine. You can be
we're
tipsy.
Not we're not assholes.
Well, no, you can be a fucking asshole. You better bring the fucking energy.
Oh, we're going to get it lit in here. I'm okay with that.
You got any booze?
Somewhere.
Oh, smart, actually. That's the only way I'd be any
So you do?
Somewhere.
Somewhere. I know it's in that console. I know it's in that slide thing.
It's actually vodka in his water bottle.
He was so.
I know he has.
How did you know?
I knew it because I was in an Uber like last year and it was this.
Well,
it was similar to this and they had alcohol in that kind of cup.
Not they. He.
He. Are you the same guy?
I am.
The karaoke guy?
The karaoke guy.
No fucking shit.
I don't know. I don't do karaoke unless people ask me to do karaoke.
Oh, wait. No, it was trivia. It was trivia.
I do trivia, too.
It was trivia, and you had, like, Bud Light Platinum shots, and if I got it wrong, you made me do, like, a cut.
Yeah! Hey, how's it going?
So, do you have those or not?
He said, I don't have those.
Damn it.
I got stuff.
You had me fucked up on the way there.
Yeah.
He did. I was like not prepared to keep drinking, and he's like, "We're playing trivia."
Oh Jesus!
And we're going until we're drunk.
He throws me a value shot.
This is cash cab, actually.
Actually, hold on. I may have one better.
Yeah. Oh my God!
This man.
Now watch your feet.
All right.
Oh, wow.
It's all him.
This is what happened. You're so smart.
He's genius. He's
Jesus
fucking genius.
Fucking Christ.
No, I'm just an entrepreneur, guys.
This is Cash Cup or Cash Cap?
Cash Cup. What's in there? What is
that? I'm really worried.
Booze?
Stop. What kind of booze?
It's unlabeled. I'm a little scared.
Now you should be scared.
It's unlabeled.
Is this moonshine?
What is it?
Is this moonshine?
Which, what, it depends on what you got.
Oh.
Unlabeled? This is awesome.
Well, depends on what you got.
I'm going to sniff it.
Wait, what do you got?
This.
Oh, I got wine.
Okay, that is mead.
Oh.
So I've made mead.
What's mead?
It's honey wine.
Oh, it's wine?
It's honey wine.
It's honey wine.
I
made it.
It's good.
So it's wine?
Yeah, drink it.
Yeah.
It's not wine.
I tried it.
Yes! One fucking lie to you.
It tastes like wine.
It smells like honey wine.
It is fucking honey wine. The fuck?
It smells just like honey wine, I swear.
Your lights are awesome as shit.
And then that is Sommel.
What is that?
That is... That is honey shine that's been aged.
Oh.
So that's moonshine.
Well, it's aged honey shine. Moonshine's made with grain alcohol. The fuck? I don't have to...
Cheers!
Chin. Sorry.
That was awesome.
That was so good.
See? Look at you. You do remember.
Yeah.
Now there's a lot of fucking pressure on you.
I'm barely gonna remember this after
this. I fucking remember, man.
Nice.
Now there's a lot of fucking pressure on you.
I just came up on my Snapchat the other day.
Did it really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right!
Remember you took us through a...
No telling where I took you all.
You took us through some fast food that just closed.
When I was
chocolate.
Jack in the Box.
Jack in the Box.
That's right.
It was me and Bree.
There was two of you.
Wait, was this two nights?
That was like the best.
No, this was last year.
No, that was like last year.
Yeah, you took us through Jack in the Box.
They were like the funnest ride I had in a long time.
I cannot believe we got you again. I even called you. You came to my calling.
Did I?
Yeah, because I'm the one who called Uber.
Oh, I thought you were like actually calling him. Like, I never got your number.
I was calling you.
This is awesome.
So, what's going on, there, guys?
No,
it was get fucked up.
That was a spam. Well,
fucking A right. There's also tequila in here, too.
Oh, that's for Tara.
Somewhere.
That's for Tara. Tara loves tequila. She wants it all the
time. It's somewhere in here.
Tara, you gotta look for it.
So, you know what the fun part?
I gotta take a picture of you sending my friend here.
That tequila was really bad. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, well, let's get a stoplight. We'll just fucking cruise this.
I've done plenty of shots of that, and it was not fun. I'm really actually kind of happy that you chose that, because I didn't want to take it.
I cannot believe it.
This is the best thing
we've ever
done. So here's another cool thing, okay?
Got us fucked up.
This is the entrepreneuring man, though. Okay. Remember that.
You are the entrepreneur.
Because above your head is a microphone. Above my head, there's a microphone. See?
Now I've kicked up.
I wish. God, I wish. But... I've kind of kicked up my game. Now I do podcasts, too.
Ooh, okay. Wait, you're
speaking?
Am I going to
be on your podcast?
Okay,
yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so I do a podcast. It's called Writing with Mike After Hours.
Oh,
you can find it on Spotify.
Are you serious?
I had a heart attack.
Awesome as shit.
You can also find me on Instagram. You can look under the show, or the show is actually under Writing with Mike After Hours.
He
and
found it.
My personal one is Mike Daddy Johnson.
Mike Daddy Johnson.
Wow. Your titles are very captivating. Like, I want to listen to all of this. An hour and 4 minutes? What is this?
So this is my ride.
So just you talking?
Nope. It's not just me talking.
It's us talking.
So it's... Oh, this is going to be on a podcast.
Listen,
yeah.
Mike.
Yeah, like
fuck
that.
Yeah.
So that's omnidirectional. So it's picking up everything that's being said back in that area.
Well,
where mine's omnidirectional as well, but mine's mainly picking up me.
That's
so this one's picking up everything.
You can say like the dirtiest fucking thing up there to that speaker, and it's gonna come right on.
I'm not trying to like attack you, but like, do you make money from this? Like, I don't know. Really,
like which part?
The podcast part.
The podcast. So I have to have like. The biggest part is I have to have so many listens.
Well,
or so
friends.
Many listeners.
I'll do that. I'll promote you.
That's where I dug this.
Yeah, all you gotta do is go to Spotify and just share the shit out of it.
Oh my God, Waffle House, porn shops, and vet students? That sounds like...
Yeah, I try to generalize like what part of the discussions are. Some are pretty good. tonight's fucking material is fucking shit. Like, this is about as good as it's getting right now.
Okay,
this is fucking
magnificent. Can I say something crazy or something?
Yeah.
Right, what would make it juicy?
One time I thought I had, like, 6 STIs. Turns out I just was allergic to my underwear.
Fuck me, like, Ryan. I'm keeping that shit.
It was possible.
I'm just letting you know.
It was possible.
I'm keeping it.
No. God. Motherfucker.
Oh, my God.
This is fucking awesome.
Dude, I knew I reckon. I was sitting back here having deja vu, and I was like, no, there's no fucking way this is the same Uber driver. But I kept getting hit with this deja vu.
Oh, yeah, you're right. That is close.
Deja vu, like you fucking just slammed in the face. Like, really?
Complete deja vu of this.
Yeah, because we were.
Because you were pulling so many platinas out of that fucking slidey thing.
Well, it's not only that, but we sat at fucking Jack in the Box.
For like an hour.
We fucked around with the guy in Jack in the Box.
Yeah, for like an
what
hour.
What else did we fucking sang?
Yeah, we did.
What the fuck was the song we
it
sang, though?
It was like
though?
A 2-hour Uber, I felt like.
But it was fucking awesome.
It was so
matter funny. Of fact, I shut off the fucking Uber whenever we, like, decided to detour to the fucking Jack in the Box.
Yeah, you did.
Jack in the Box.
Yeah, we went to Jack in the Box.
Ew.
But I don't remember what the fuck.
We were in the line.
Oh, it was. It was the Fray.
Yes, we were playing the Fray.
Were you guys sad?
Oh my God, we were screaming, crying. Me and Bree were just screaming.
No, we were just singing it.
We were just fucking vibing.
Really wait, was gets it me in my
found
emotions.
Me? Because that's my favorite.
It was How to Save a Life When
the
Grey's
Anatomy song.
Go wrong.
That's a sad.
It was great. Oh my God, it was so.
Yep,
fun.
We were there.
We were there.
You all should have been there.
And now Jack in the Box is closed.
Sorry, last year I was really on a hiatus. I needed it.
Yeah, like you fucking needed it.
Yeah, emotionally, financially.
Let's see. Oh, there it is.
There what is?
The
song? Oh, okay.
Oh, wow. I'm gonna cry.
Okay.
You can get up in your emotions.
God, on the corner of Fairs and
she's only about lacking of the like 6 platinums that she was into.
I'm lacking it. There's that cigarette. So where were you? Is that asking anything? Where were you? Telephone, it never rang, and all I needed was a call.
I think we even started singing this in Jack in the Box parking lot.
We were singing with the guy that was ordering, giving our order.
That's right, because he was like in there by himself. They wanted it.
Right here. Surrounded.
Where were you? No,
I'm not wearing a mask.
Just a
I haven't worn a mask in months.
Me neither.
No, it's real.
Yeah.
Are you from Columbia?
No.
But good for you.
I'm from 30 minutes north of Columbia.
Wait. Can I ask where? Moberly?
Moberly area.
Huntsville?
Nope.
Okay, cool.
I am who
I'm from like Randolph County.
Because so, I've like, lived, in that area.
Yeah, like okay. I've lived in several towns
from,
in Randolph County.
We're from like New Franklin, Glasgow.
I know where that fucking is.
I'm so sorry.
Nah, it's not that bad. Just river towns.
Better than Huntsville.
True. And Moberly.
There's a lot of things better than Huntsville.
A lot. A lot of places.
A dumpster fire is better than Huntsville.
Okay, true. Yeah, I'm not gonna lie to you. I'm gonna agree with you. I'm gonna sit here and agree.
Well, it was good catching up.
Yeah.
Well, it was good seeing you all.
Yeah, if I get you later, we can go to McDonald's.
Go to McDonald's?
Yeah,
because we don't have Jack in the Box anymore.
Yep.
They betrayed us.
Trevor?
For Trevor?
Yes. So we're still waiting on Trevor? And what's her name? Oh. Is it Katie?
She doesn't look like a Katie.
How about her? Is that Trevor?
Yeah. You ask her?
Okay.
When she gets in.
Oh, you want me to ask?
There's liquor bottles in back here.
Is there?
Oh, God. Thank you, sir. Sorry for the wait. You're too quick.
Well, I was just down the street.
There you go.
Over that ass too fat.
How's it going tonight, guys?
It's going good, man.
What have we been doing tonight?
Getting fucking drunk.
Saturday, Sunday, but...
Well, it's Memorial Day weekend.
It is.
You gotta get trashed, right?
Right?
We're gonna give it our best.
Well, don't give it your best. Give it your better.
Yeah. Oh, God. Not that guy.
My better's definitely less than my best.
So has everybody had a good night so far tonight?
Yeah, it's been great.
Good night.
I say it can't be over yet, right?
I haven't helicoptered yet.
Yeah.
Well, I hope so.
Oh, you were going to helicopter?
Maybe.
Penis?
Is he talking about helicoptering his penis?
Yes, he was.
What?
I mean, I probably won't be able to fly anybody anywhere, but...
A toothpick will even put off a little bit of wind.
After my own heart.
No, we'll just go to your house. That ain't no big deal. Right.
We're just gonna drive around this fucking town.
No.
Yeah. No, we're not. Actually, you know what? We're gonna go to my house first. I'm gonna add a stop to your house after, and that's where we'll go. Is that fair?
No, well, we did.
Wait,
you want to go to your house?
Yes, just to grab like my toothbrush for your house, and then.
I've got
just a random toothbrush. He's got a spare toothbrush just for that moment.
Oh, that's a weird toothbrush.
I have plenty of toothbrushes.
I kind
of
thought it was Megan's, but.
All right, I switched.
I got plenty of toothbrushes.
I like my own toothbrush.
Yeah.
His toothbrush may be better.
Yeah.
Your own helicopter.
Yeah.
True. Jesus, there's a fucking Walgreens right over there. Yeah. You just want to stop there?
They don't have my favorite toothbrush there.
So you know those scooters you did in St. Pete? Are they the same as the ones that they have around here?
Badass.
You ride scooters, so you're so much more adventurous.
I wish I did, girl.
No, she's talking about the ones you did. Yeah, we're scooter gang shit.
No, Trev's got some. They're pretty much the same ass scoots.
They're the similar, but you don't have to like put your card in and stuff though. Because
I will not ride a scooter. Oh, why?
No,
why?
We're talking about
like the leg scooters or like
that right there. Those birds.
Oh, like a bird.
Like a bird.
I'm sailing anyway.
I don't see those because they were
orange. You should have seen how drunk they got down there. Tony got slapped so hard.
I did. Probably. By a gay guy.
You deserve it. He kept dropping the F-bomb. Yeah, and this bitch slapped him right in his face. You deserve that.
Wait. So what'd you say to the gay guy that made him slap you?
An inappropriate word that you shouldn't say around a gay person. And the dude slapped him.
There's a lot of them nowadays.
You were taking that completely out of context.
Oh, yeah.
First of all, we were having a conversation, my real nation, about that. And then Matt was begging him to smack me because I was using that terminology.
And he was. Matt said he looked so good. He had bibs on, no shirt, and then one bib hanging out.
Yeah.
So due to the fact that a friend sold you out.
I wasn't calling him back. I was saying those are my initials. I was trying to have a conversation with the guy.
I've heard a couple.
Okay, you're not very good at those. Yeah. I'm just like here to warn you.
Is that how it played out in your head, or is that how it played out in your mouth?
It definitely got played out across the side of my face.
Did you end up on the floor?
No.
Then it was just a bitch slap.
Yeah. No, you gave me a pretty good lick, and it's actually about 7 of them.
What kind
of lick? Oh, so you didn't get just one.
7? Jesus, what were y'all doing?
What kind of shit are you into?
It turned into a game.
Okay. Yeah.
What kind of game?
I guess I hate my face.
I was like, are you mad at me? And I was like, no, dude, I have the COVID. Like, get out of my room, please.
We dropped your scooters and food off, and you were ass naked, and you came out of the bed. You came out of the room like a little baby cub bear.
Like a little cub bear.
Yeah. We're like, here's your ramen noodles.
I ordered a lot of ramen noodles during that time frame.
Yeah.
I've been off ramen noodles for years.
Have you really? And then That one
they
time.
Also baked a lot of potatoes.
It makes it sound like it was like crack.
I just wanted carbs all the way. Yeah.
You make it sound like ramen noodles is like crack cocaine or some bullshit.
But there's nobody that's there to like cook anything for you. It's not.
That's so sad. Yeah, I bet that sucks.
You're like, mom. Ghetto
rap? Like, what kind of ghetto rap?
Trevor loves it. I feel like Travis is trapped.
You want to play, bro. Whatever you want. We're almost home. We don't want.
Do you have any, like, Justin Bieber, Lance Morissette, or maybe some Hootie and the Blowfish?
Hootie and the Blowfish? Yeah, I got that just rolling around. Give me a second.
You got it on your cassette tape?
Let me just cue up some fucking Hootie.
You got it on your vinyl up there that you're about ready to just drop?
You can back off my motherfucking 8-track. That's my shit.
I love me a good 8-track of Hootie. Good old 8-track of Hoot.
Don't get it twisted. This rap shit is mine, motherfucker.
Why is he so angry?
Fuck what you heard. It's what you hearing. It's what you hearing. It's what you hearing. Listen. It's what you hearing. Listen. It's what you hearing. Listen. X don't give it to you. Fuck way for you to get it on your own.
I'll
deliver to you. Not open up the doors.
That's like the play opposite of Justin Bieber, ain't it?
Love
Biebs. Like you just went fishing with him the other day.
You did?
Yes. Yes. That's how that works. What's that?
I said, keep
her
right.
Yeah. Justin Bieber. That's all I got right now.
Thank God. Some quality music.
Now he can sit back there and touch himself.
Oh, my God. He's going to have. Oh, my God. Is this lotion back here?
Is it lotion?
Toss a couple of fingertips back here. Too late. I'll use my shirt.
Look, you do what you want to do back there. Just clean up your mess. You can put your love anywhere you want back there, but make sure you take your love with you.
We have got a sticky fucking mess.
Yeah.
I was joking about Justin Bieber.
Hey, what do we need to grab at my house? Keys, my toothbrush, what else?
His toothbrush is like priority.
This is not code for anything. My iPad, no. Okay. Will you come in with me when we go? Not a dime for my money. Let's turn that one down.
I don't think that's like the same song.
Nobody look back here.
You sound like you really did like
butthole. He's back there rubbing his nipples and shit.
That's a little aggressive.
Motherfucking Tone Low.
R.I.P. bro, he passed this year too.
Did he really?
Yeah, he just died.
Not a dime for my money.
I'm pretty sure.
I got a bunch of music of dead people.
This is a back way. I don't even know where we are. You don't know about this, man. Let's go anyway. I'm a fire.
Yo, the king. If you know what I mean, and let's do the wild thing.
Please, baby, please.
How old were you when this came out, bro?
Fucking six months old. And I was fucking dunking and jiving.
You're 1 year younger.
I was fucking chilling crack back then.
At the ball, looking for some beer to buy.
This will be my queen, if you know what I mean. And let's do the wild thing.
He has plans for the night. I said, hopefully you think it's going to be with you tonight.
Sweet
journey to a house. One
thing led to another. I get in the door, I go hit the floor, looked up and it was a mother. I didn't know what to say, I was hanging by a string. She said, hey you too, I was once like you and I like to do the wild thing.
Please baby, baby, please.
Love to do the
wild thing. Wow,
I feel like it just took us like
a
long goddamn way out of the way just to get to one point.
For sure, I'm into it. I mean, I'm from here and I don't even know where the fuck we are.
Oh, dude, you don't know the
time. We're just crawling down the fucking rabbit hole here. Yeah, it doesn't look like there's a lot of different routes to get here now.
No, there's not. I did the show for when it was over. When I did a two-stopper, I'm gonna just run in. I'll be like 2 minutes. Do you want anything to drink? I've got cold water and Dr. Pepper.
I come prepared.
We're going in too.
You are?
We're going
to your house.
I'm just grabbing my stuff. Yes, we're starting my first to grab my stuff. And
he's got to get his toothbrush.
Yeah.
Which one is it?
Sorry, this one left right here.
Right here?
Show her Bo and Alfredo.
Actually, yeah, no, you can. You can.
Yeah,
if you just go to the
Bo
bottom.
Bo and Alfredo's who you bought that house from?
That's who he bought this house from.
I just like, fuck
you. Oh, I've been here. Before you.
Yeah, before I was going to say, before me.
Good God.
There you go. With the white, with the white F-250. That big old truck, yeah. And we'll just run in and be out, man. I really appreciate it. Do you want a water or a Dr. Pepper? You good?
I'm good, man.
All
right. We're coming in.
If you want to enjoy a cigarette or something, it'll only be a couple minutes.
That's a good idea.
Yeah,
I like the way you think.
All right, I appreciate you, bro.
I took her around the way, and what do you know? She was good to go. Without a word to say, we was all alone.
So how's your night been?
Pretty good. I'm starting it. I'm going to work.
Starting it, going to work. I don't know. You would think with some of my other riders that I've had this evening, they were all going to work too. Everybody's all calm and just mellow out. And it's like, come on. It's Friday night. Right. It's Memorial Day weekend.
Everybody got to go to work.
Well, I'm working up here tonight. And then I'm going to the lake tomorrow night.
Yeah, I heard a lot of drivers say they was going up there.
Well, my sister, the cat.
Oh.
My sister lives in Camden, so I will be driving and then I'll be crashing at her place.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm not going to be able to make it back home.
Right.
Not that long of a drive.
Right.
And I'm trying it one night. I know everything down there is a lot more spread out.
Yeah.
So you've got, you know, larger distance, longer fares.
Yeah. A
lot more money. I've made them runs to, like, you know, I've done the Jeff City, but Kansas City, St. Louis, made those runs. They were worth the run.
I'm telling you.
But it's a long ride home by yourself. It's
so
not like
driven people there. Driven people there from Columbia.
Yep. I took a guy.
I looked up. I wanted to go to St. Louis, and I looked it up. It's $200 and something.
What part of St. Louis?
Just any part.
Because I know going to like the airport.
Yeah.
It's like $177.
Really?
Yep. Or was. Now, mind you, price fluctuation and all that,
like,
I don't know.
I did it for my sister's address, so it was like $250 something.
Now, I took a guy from north side of Columbia and took him to Raytown over Kansas City, and it was $186.
Yeah.
So, I mean, but it was torrential downpour, and I didn't want to stay around in Kansas City. Right. I could have stayed around in Kansas City. Because I just, like, I could never get it, like, signed off. Like, let me go.
Right.
So it just kept, like, pinging me to the next
ride.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm like, leave me the hell alone.
Right.
And they just would not leave me alone. Now, I've been up to Kirksville twice. from Columbia. One was a medical transport, and the other one was an attorney who was going up there case related. So I've traveled a little bit. Went to Camdenton once, but it was during the week, and that was a medical transport. But yeah, every once in a while I get to get out of this town.
Okay.
Now I've had one. We had an ice storm. I guess it was a snowstorm about a year ago, and I had a page, or I had a woman I was taking down to Ashland, and I was working on leaving Ashland, and before I got out of Ashland, I got pinged from Jeff City. Mm. I'm like, that's a long stretch. Like, right. I kept thinking maybe it was somebody on the way to Jeff City. No, it was somebody in Jeff City. But the streets in Jeff City were so much better and so better well-maintained that I could get around a lot easier in Jeff City. So I stuck around in Jeff City for a few hours, just driving people here and there. Of course, they've got that small-time theater, and I picked a guy up, and he was just a fucking snob. I don't know. Really? I don't know how else to say it, but he was just a flat-out snob.
I can't stand people. Oh. Like that.
And he lives at mommy and daddy's house. Like I asked, like
they must be rich.
Well, in my mind, I'm thinking, you know, okay, you're doing theater. You've got to have another job. You've got to have a real job.
Right.
And I asked him. I said, so what do you do? You know, for work. And he says, I do the theater. I'm like, so that's your only job? Yes. I'm like, okay.
That's why you're like, I'm not, only being Jeff City.
Like, I'm not trying to be an asshole, but at the same time, it's like, you know, the rest of us have jobs beyond just just our hobby of theater and stuff. I mean, I drive people around as a side job.
Right.
But, yeah. But I dropped them off at this big house. So the only thing I can think of is, I know the theater don't pay that well, because I got a friend of mine that actually does theaters there. And he still does his job, his regular job.
Right.
So all I can think of is, this guy was in his early 20s and living in mommy and daddy's basement.
Right.
Because that's the only way that could have happened. That, or, you know, rich relative passed away and left the house, but but Jesus, but
still
even
gotta pay bills.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, is like, still bills have to be paid, food has to be bought.
Yeah.
People wear me out. It's people like that.
Right.
Like I like real people.
I work in retail, so I like to do, you know, I don't like those. They come in Walmart. You shopping at Walmart and you acting like that?
Like you're in Walmart.
Right. This is the cheapest store.
Like the woman that was just in here had her pants up in her ass crack. You act like that?
Right. Right.
Don't be acting like you're some uppity trailer trash. Right. There is no uppity trailer trash.
Right.
You're in a trailer trash or you're out of a trailer park.
You gotta know that. Boy, projects. So. Like, yeah. They come in Walmart with little stuck up attitudes. Like, I don't have to be here. But you are. And you're shopping here. And you're buying cheap food. Because Walmart, that's pretty good prices. You know?
Well. No, I will go to Aldi's for my groceries.
Right.
When it comes to food.
I agree. I will go to Aldi's and buy, like, pork steaks and stuff like that.
Yes. Their quality of food, like, in that sense, is a lot better than Walmart's.
Yeah.
And in the same sense, like, Walmart, most of their food is just mass-produced. Mm-hmm. Where, you know, even though Aldi's is, you know, there's a lot of Aldi's. Mm-hmm. It's still, you can tell that there was some type of
care.
Right. Okay, so Kimberly, are you needing the front?
I'm going to this lawn and
lawn and garden right center. Here. Okay.
So I can get my temp taken and my.
They still doing that pretty regularly.
Yeah. Yeah, but they let us come out of our mask if we got our shots.
There you go. That's the plan.
Yeah. I'm sick of damn mask. You ask me.
Agreed.
I'm tired of looking like Scorpion from.
I know the feeling. Have a good night, Kimberly.
All right, nice meeting you.
Nice meeting you as well. All another day, man.
You're waiting in the bag.
You're fine.
It feels like it might be snowing. I'm going to get in the bag.
It's drizzling a little bit.
Yeah, it is. You could have came inside back here with me. We could make out.
He panicked.
In the minivan.
Like, we gotta get in. We gotta get in. Where do I get in? I'm just gonna get in this door. I'm just gonna get in this door.
Not the first time this guy's gotten into a minivan or two.
He's freaking out. Like, I gotta get in this van. I just gotta get in. He's not wearing a ski mask like usual, but I gotta get into this van. How many times have you been kidnapped? And have they returned you? Like, we're not
going to... Not enough. Like, we kidnap him left and right.
Like, nobody's going to pay a ransom for you. Oh, it's okay. Yeah. You just drop me back off where you found me. Sorry, guys.
Last time we got ransomed was for, like, fucking 2 cheesy gorditas at Taco Bell. It was weird.
And a beer.
It's like... That's all it's worth. I'm like... I think it's worth more than that, but...
Say long. 3! 3 gorditas. And a chalupa. If you don't bring the chalupa warm, he doesn't make it. No, we're just saying he has to go to the bathroom real bad and he won't make it.
I used to have this van.
He had a great gravelly voice, dude. I like it.
That was awesome.
Do you want it to be really gravelly? Oh, so what shenanigans have you all been up to this evening?
We went to sing karaoke.
And how'd it go?
You know, well, I mean, we were there.
Killed it. Like, people, like, girls are throwing their tops at us.
They were probably telling you to put that on.
Well, holy shit, we must be doing good.
Fun. So, this is my pre-birthday
party.
Week party.
Pre-week.
She's the beginning of the week.
She's been celebrating for a while. It's still not her birthday.
It's not my birthday until Thursday, but we're not going to be here for my birthday, so we're celebrating tonight.
So you're just going to ride this shit out for another goddamn week?
We're turning 40. I mean, might as well.
We're turning 40, so we have to ride it out all week.
I'm just bored down.
Totally worth it.
It's not really that big of a deal.
Well, you that you have been through, but
are you 40 yet?
Getting there.
I'm See, you're not 40 yet.
I'm almost there, for fuck's sake.
You don't know.
Yeah, I saw it. I saw it on your Lyft profile. You're 39 and a half. Oh,
39. Yeah. 39 and 3/4. Get it fucking right.
40, you will have a birthday week.
No, I don't even give a shit about the birthday I have now. Now you're making it sound like I have to do this fucking week-long shit.
That's, well, that's
like, now it's a job.
That's guys.
Whatever, it's just a reason to get drunk every day.
Well, I thought being over fucking, like, 30 was a reason to be drunk every day.
Maybe.
Oh, with quarantine, probably.
Yeah.
it's been a lot of drinking lately.
If you drink and black out long enough, you might just slip into the next year.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I did good tonight. Drank some water in between. So
I don't think we got wasted today, though.
No, we didn't get wiped or wasted.
I'm actually happy for that, because I was not into that right now.
Oh, I thought maybe you were sounding a little disappointed about it.
Son
of a bitch.
My stomach is like, what the fuck have you been doing with your life?
Switched from tequila to Busch Light. We're pretty safe.
Yeah, we did.
That's a pretty safe transition.
From tequila
to Busch Light. Wasted on Busch Light.
It's safe, but it's also classic. You know, it's just like, it's a very natural progression. If you go from Busch Light to tequila, you know things are going fucking crazy.
Beer before liquor, never been sicker.
I don't know. I've drank a lot of liquor and still ended up really sick. Like fifths. And I don't remember shit.
That's all I have to say.
Well, I feel like we ate a lot, so I feel like that helped us stay.
Yeah, you soaked a bunch of it up.
We had a lot of good food.
Yeah, so we stayed sober because of that, probably.
That, yeah, that,
might
yeah, blame that on that.
Because I had three Uh-oh. Shots.
Oh, somebody's damn. Getting ready to get snagged. It's the one that don't have lights on. What a dumb shit. You know, I saw one try to pull that off the other night coming off a stadium.
Wow, you're what a jackass.
They don't even know yet. They've been popped.
Nope.
Is that a cop right there?
Yeah. Oh, bam, 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 bam.
Got him now.
That's
a bummer. Light that shit
up. That's a bummer.
Cherries and blueberries.
I like it. Cherries and blueberries.
Wah, wah, wah. I'm sorry, game the light over. Switch doesn't work, officer.
Suck it, bitch.
That's a game over.
What time
is it? It's so early.
10:40
It's
like 10:45.
We're 40.
I'm ready to see my cat. How about that? Oh my god, you're not even
33. You don't even have a cat, do you? Cat. She does.
She's gonna go find somebody's random cat. Come here, little cat.
I want to see that cat.
I love Lucky.
Yeah, he's a cute.
Next week we'll see pictures of missing cat just all over the post.
He's a
legitimate
so.
Cat.
He's probably not even aware we're gone.
His name is Lucky.
And he's amazing.
He's a great little cat.
I love Lucky.
I'm sorry, but cats are kind of assholes, though.
They're lions.
I heard some cats say the same thing about you.
That's funny, because I did, too.
I do have a theory, though. Have you ever lived with a cat?
Yes.
And have you ever had a good relationship with a cat?
What's a good relationship? Yes. I don't fuck with anything.
Exactly.
With me.
Hey,
that's your answer. That's your
exactly.
Answer.
So, like...
I had a cat that actually would come to a whistle.
Yeah.
Wow. Like a dog. I could whistle the cat and it'd come to me.
Well, the cats can be assholes. I'm not going to deny that. But they can also be very independent.
So, some people say asshole. I'd say independent. Like,
My mom had a cat. It was an asshole.
If someone fucking whistles at me and expects me to come to them, fuck them. Like,
no.
Seriously, fuck that shit.
This cat was like, fuck, yes. I don't know what he wants, but I'm coming to see what he wants.
Yep.
But now my mom had a cat, and it was an asshole. Like, anybody that wasn't an adult, so, you know, pretty much teenagers and younger, the cat would stalk them. Like, didn't matter whose kid it was. It would stalk them through the house and hide under the furniture, and then it would wait for the kid to pass, reach out, grab hold of their pant leg, and ride their leg all the way out the door. As soon as they got out the door, the cat would let go. That's how we kept them asshole neighbor kids from coming over. They had it happen one time. They were sheltered children. And this is back in the time whenever Nintendo, the first Nintendo that came out.
The first one, like Nintendo, like
NES. NES, the original NES.
I'm an NES child.
Yep.
They
didn't have this in their house. So they came down to play it.
Yeah, it's
I was a Nintendo child.
The cat stalked them, grabbed hold of pant leg, kid shot out the door. So anytime the kid wanted to come over and play the game, it's like, the cat's still in here. So we kept the kid from coming in the house and wanting to be annoying about the video games. Because we were more about getting out and playing at that time. Sure, you could play a video game in Super Mario for a while, but
sure.
What was better than poking the ground with a stick? Not a damn thing. Mud. Mud was way better. Because it was more fluid.
Mud's good.
Couldn't beat some good mud.
Just a quick little FYI. This is just the first stop. Is to drop them off, and then we'll go like just a mile down the road to finish the trip. Hopefully that's cool.
Whatever, man.
But
I'm just driving.
Like the current destination is for stop
is
one.
Our address, but yeah. You're going to take them to their address.
Yeah,
after.
Which is just
I'm taking people to houses.
Yeah, cool.
At a certain point, it's going to be your house, but mm-hmm. You might have to walk there.
Yeah, I mean, if you don't stop the trip, it will continue, right?
Right.
So it
would be
fine.
So you guys can just, like, roll out the door.
Yeah,
we're pretty close. We don't want Uber to, like, automatically
slow down,
stop it.
And we'll just jump out before.
She's going to have a hell of a time getting out of that back end.
To jump,
yeah. I used to have this minivan. It'll be fine.
This one? I thought you had this one.
Not this one, but it looks just like this one.
Yeah.
I like this minivan.
Is this a Chrysler?
This is a Dodge.
Oh, but the Town and Country is what I had, and it was the same.
It's the same thing.
It's the same thing, yeah.
Was yours a 16?
Somewhere around there, yeah. I think it was, yeah.
Yeah, that's what this is.
Mm-hmm. So you put some big tires on this shit, didn't you?
I wish. God, it'd be fucking awesome. I'd roll around everywhere in that thing.
All right, first one on the right. And two will get out, two will remain.
Yeah, guys, love you.
Hey, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
That was so funny. No. Oh, yeah.
Okay, so where's she want to get out? That side?
Yeah.
Yeah, that does.
Girl,
get out.
Safety first.
All right, love you.
Bye. Bye. I'll see you in a couple weeks.
Yeah, see you soon.
Okay. Have fun in San Diego.
Oh, we will, yeah. Oh, well. Oh, God, I'm going to get me hit.
Bye. Good to see you.
Have a good one, okay? You guys get a good night's sleep. We'll see you soon. Okay. Thanks. Bye bye. And whoop a Yui or
I am put it so in cool.
One of the driveways.
I'm gonna use this one over here.
Yeah, perfect.
Yeah, I might as well.
I think. Wherever the fuck the driveway
yeah,
this
fucking,
is.
Look at this fucking wonky fucking ass ship.
Well, this is just a fucking super wonky wonk. Ass drive.
Yeah, that's your super wonk?
Well, they've got a fucking olive, like a martini olive. Jesus Christ, what the fuck?
Yeah, he's very.
This Doc, what the fuck was his name?
Doc Brown.
Doc Brown, that's it.
What is it? Take a right.
Oh, from Back to the Future.
Yeah, Back to the Future. Take a right.
Doc Brown. God damn it, Marty.
I don't think he normally says that.
I don't think he says that normally, but god damn it. Look at the fucking yard.
We heard it, though. We heard his voice.
Yeah, Doc. Yeah, Christopher Lloyd.
Yes. I don't even know if he's still alive or not.
I think he is. I think I'd be aware if he wasn't alive.
Is he Uncle...
Uncle Fester?
Fester. He is Fester.
That's yes.
That's how I know him. He's younger in that movie than I... You old farts just give him, but yeah.
How old are you, my friend?
37, man.
Yeah, I'm 36.
See?
So we're the same age.
Did you say old farts?
Yeah.
What the fuck over?
She's younger than us.
I always make fun
like
of
like how her. Old younger?
Not that much younger, so that's the thing.
Four or 5 years younger?
I make like, fun of the age, but I'm not that much younger.
Like, shut your trashy mouth. Well, like, you're in the same age group.
You're old as fuck, so yeah. That's a fact.
We are not relics.
We'll go left towards an iPhone.
Yes.
Let's say the Smithsonian hasn't even called to get their exhibit back yet.
Now, what is it? The computers, like the first computers? They're actually in the museum, though.
Yeah, well, they're from Iowa State. Iowa State University created the first digital computers. And that's where
they were huge.
Yeah, they were huge.
They took up entire fucking rooms.
Yeah. Yeah, dude, the first digital computer is the ABC. It's called the Adenauer-Barry Computer.
Yeah.
And that's developed at Iowa State University, and we're from Iowa State. We got our degrees at Iowa State University. Yeah. We go straight at the light.
Sounds like your diaphragm has a little bit of a spasm going on in
it. Yeah, dude, I got drinking. Fucking hiccups. How about that? He gets hiccups when he drinks.
Every time?
No.
Not every time at all.
No, but you get it often enough to me to know that that's part of it.
There you go.
I like how she's like creeping through the words.
That's just kind of how it is.
So you got family around here? You guys live in Columbia? Or?
I live 30 minutes north of
Macon?
Columbia. No, that's an hour.
Oh, no, Moberly.
Moberly. Not in Moberly, but I say...
Moberly.
I typically say that I'm from Randolph County. Because I live... Around.
So
Randolph
it's like
County.
A country.
So you're near Moberly.
Yeah. Moberly's in the middle. Oh. Well, kind of.
We drive up there because, like.
We go to Memphis.
Yeah, she's got family in Memphis, Missouri, and I got family.
Jesus fucking Christ. Up in the middle of fucking absolute nowhere.
Yeah, it's closer to Iowa.
As if Moberly wasn't.
Well, like.
Jackson, yeah.
Yeah, you're right up there with Novinger and all that bullshit. Brashear.
What a bunch of jerks.
Yeah.
Listen to you.
Well, I used to bury people up in that area.
Bury? So are you in...
I used to do burial vaults at one time in my life.
Well, actually, this is a really interesting development. Because her host father, because she was a study abroad student, her host father is retiring now, and he's...
Travis Knoll?
Go straight. He's thinking about for retirement work of kind of resetting headstones.
Yeah.
Because like, he's just a super handy, like, super handy guy.
You know, if he could get into cleaning headstones, it'd be a lot better.
Yeah.
There's a lot of those older stones that actually need a lot more cleaning. And it takes a brush, possibly some baking soda, and just a little bit of oomph to it. And you knock off a lot of the
grime.
But you have to watch a lot of them, because old stones are actually made of limestone or marble. So they've
kind of delicate.
They've faded over the years. Okay. Marble is actually a really soft stone.
Yeah.
You can actually scratch it.
It's just like bones almost like fucking piled together over time. Yeah.
Well, yeah, and you can scratch it real easily with a pencil.
Oh, really?
Yep. I had to use wax pencils to mark anything on marble. Huh. I used to do cemetery lettering.
Dude, that's crazy. Like, because, yeah, her...
That's literally what he's thinking about doing after retiring.
Yeah.
Keep going straight. You're good.
So, like I said... If he wants to get into something like that, it'd probably be, it'd be greatly appreciated if cleaning, like cleaning stones, because I've thought about doing it.
Yeah.
Just for a fucking hobby.
Sure.
Weird ass fucking hobbies, but you know.
But it's a legitimate fucking thing to do.
It's
like,
there's a guy that actually does it on his free time. I read an article about the dude. But he, on his free time, he goes out to cemeteries and he cleans headstones.
Good.
And I think
it's really nice.
It's admirable. Yeah. Because there's a lot of people out there that we have a family, or I have family members that's in a cemetery that my dad had to take me. It was out by Salisbury, but it's literally in the middle of fucking absolute nowhere.
We'll go up that hill to the right. You can see it. What was your name again, please?
Mike.
Hey, I'm Sam.
Sam,
thank you so much.
Nice to meet you.
Nice meeting y'all.
Yeah,
y'all have a good night. Hopefully, them spasms kind of clear up out of that diaphragm.
Hey, I need to fucking clear that before sleep, right?
I don't know. It will happen.
Cheers.
Now there's an extra star. I think I have a problem getting that one in the vehicle.
Me?
Nope. That one over there.
Oh yeah.
Somebody went too hard.
They're having their own night over there.
They're having a hell of a night getting her in the vehicle. Hell, took four of them.
Metallica.
Yes, it is Metallica. So how'd the night goes go?
What's that?
How'd the night go?
We had a good night, man.
That's good, right?
I had a lot of fun. Does this thing come stock with these lights in the ceiling?
No. Or is
that
no
custom?
That is a me put it in.
That's pretty slick.
Anything extra to this vehicle, I've probably put it in.
Fair enough. I didn't know if that came stock like that or...
Nope. It's all ran right through here and up to there.
I see it now.
Now there is actual stock lights up there. But they don't change colors.
They aren't the party lights.
No, they are not the party lights. They're a lot more mildly than that. They're pretty much like white lights. And they're kind of lame.
For function, there ain't no fun there.
No.
We had our own Hungry Hungry Hippo tournament tonight.
It was pretty awesome.
Pretty good time.
Okay. Curiosity. How do you have a hungry, hungry hippo?
Elimination
tournament style.
So if you get the least amount of balls, you're out, and then you play. We had two boards, so we had a bracket down against each other. It was pretty spectacular, actually.
So where'd y'all end up on it?
We did not win.
Yeah, we didn't win.
We hosted, so it's a win.
So were you in, like, the top five?
Oh, yeah.
How many people played?
I had 10 people.
So there was a good amount. There was a good amount of people. I mean,
well, things like that always draws people in.
There's at least 12 different people actively participating in the bracket system. Yeah, it was good.
So that just stews up my mind. Obviously, Hungry Hungry Hippos is a game you can play while alcohol induced.
Yeah, no, it was fun.
It's a drinking game. That's for sure. Yeah.
So I'm just curious, in your own personal point of view, what major professional sport could be assisted by adding excessive amounts of alcohol to?
Like professional sport?
No, that they're playing in, not spectator sports.
Oh, though. Actually, beer pong is up there on the list.
Which one?
Beer pong.
Well, that's beer pong.
And which, then darts, man. Any other good
I'm thinking drink? Like baseball, basketball.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Is that what you're asking? Like,
that's what I'm asking.
Like, what major sport do people like watch while the players are sober?
Yes, but
tennis.
Football for damn
sure. Tennis is what I want to watch. Like when the players are drunk.
Excessively drunk.
Oh, excessively drunk.
I think that'd be a good one.
What's the game that it's like tennis against the walls though?
Racquetball.
Racquetball.
Oh my god.
That's what I want to watch.
Drunken racquetball.
Yeah. Yes.
Would the ball even leave the paddle?
I don't know.
Like you throw it out, smack.
It's an experiment. I thought it was your turn.
Fall over with.
Yeah. I don't know.
That'd be like having pickleball, pretty much.
Yeah.
It's pretty similar to pickleball.
We have a friend that does a croquet league.
Drunk croquet league?
There's a lot of booze involved.
Yes, there's a lot of booze involved.
See, my aunt was informing me that bocce.
Yeah, bocce ball. That's what I was saying.
She was informing me that bocce was one that you had to play while intoxicated.
Yeah, so I used to play that with my grandparents as a child.
Were they intoxicated?
They were. I was not.
Well, see, you weren't playing right then.
Right.
Kids are already drunk by like standards, you know. They're
imagination.
they're drunk on life.
Right.
Let's see. It's like, have you tasted this life today? It tastes like Kool-Aid.
Right, that's how kids are.
We're home.
Jealous.
Which one are we at?
Right here.
This is right here.
Yeah. Yes,
this is awesome. All right.
Just a second ago, we were downtown. Miracle.
Oh, the
automatic doors. I appreciate the ride, mister.
Pretty shifty, ain't it?
Have you a couple good customers and spend a whole lot of money.
Have a good night, guys.
We're gonna go to my place, but where's your friend Dusty?
I can get an Uber back to my place. Don't worry about it.
You just gonna go back to my place then?
Sure. I'll fuck it. Once we get back to your place, I can call an Uber.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Because I don't know where else you could stay is my thing. Like, I'm just trying to think of where you're gonna sleep.
You trying to platonically cuddle right now?
Not really.
She's trying to avoid.
Whoa, easy, man. Trust me. Hey. Easy. Dude, who was... Oh, my God.
I don't want to talk about it.
I didn't know what else to say. I said I'm sorry about 100 times.
The fuck else are you supposed to say?
Literally, I said I'm sorry. I acknowledged that I disrespected your household. I am sorry. If you want me to clean it up, I will.
I'm sorry.
And they were like... And that one kid was like, no, they want you to leave. And I said,
You're fucked up and you're just like hanging out. Like,
no, I did disrespect their house. I spit in their house. That wasn't right.
You did, but it's
it was wrong.
Did you piss on the carpet?
Nobody gives a fuck, yeah.
I never spit in your house, bro. I got you. This is a lit ass. Bro, my mom used to drive this shit. Dude, I respect my mother. Like, she is my best friend. I'm sorry.
He's like backpedaling a lot, ain't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, I say shit I don't think of, and then I just like take.
No,
it
I
off.
Think you think of it, and then you just say
You're
it.
You're just like, wow. I
like there's no filter.
What should I do, bro? It's a problem.
Nah, it's okay.
Are
I don't have
sure?
a really a filter
at
either.
I've been
day,
criticized a
you,
lot for my.
At the end of the day, why would you talk to someone that has a filter? Like, come on.
I'm actually pretty real about
I'm
shit.
Not trying to
I appreciate
with,
you,
I'm not trying to fuck with nobody that's not real.
I'm going to say what I mean. Like, I don't understand. I said everything I could in there. Like, I
No, Doug, why are you... No, you're fine.
Because I felt like I disrespected them.
No,
No, it was literally some random dude that I met at the pool, and I met him at the bar like several times, and I didn't really know him. And his name is DJ, and like I just invited him up there because he like had weed, and I was gonna smoke it, but I ended up not smoking. I'm
actually pretty sure I've had Sarah before as a writer.
You're kidding? I bet. Honestly,
bro, you
no, I'm just saying.
I like, know. I'm pretty sure I have too, because like, I remember the ride.
Oh my god.
I usually have a lot of other friends in the car. I'm in the back seat being a dumbass.
It's not usually.
No.
Me.
Last time I had you, you were by yourself again.
Whoa.
Oh, that's sad.
Backhanded. Absolutely Rude. Done, bruh.
That's usually how it goes, too. So, you know what? It's single, independent hot girl summer season. It's always alone.
Always.
Always. Always. I will see you next time. Probably
of course.
Alone.
Thank you so much, dude.
Thank you so much.
And that is a close for this Friday night. May 28th, Memorial Day weekend is kicking off. We have had a roller coaster of a night. We have had ups and downs and in-betweens. We've been all over the place in this town of Columbia, rolling around in the Daddy Caddy man van. It's been another wonderful episode of Riding with Mike After Hours. Big shout out and thanks to all my riders for joining me this evening. And most importantly, I want to thank all you listeners for tuning in. If you have any questions or comments about the show, you can email me at ridingwithmike@gmail.com. You can also find the show on Instagram under Riding with Mike After Hours. And you can listen to us on Spotify and Anchor.fm, where you can follow us so you don't miss any more episodes. Again, tomorrow night we are going to be down in Lake of the Ozarks recording episodes number 11. So join us. But for tonight, this has been another episode of Riding with Mike After Hours. I've been your host, Mike Johnson. Be safe out there and have a good night.